Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlaka 3 kumpalakazi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umqondiso wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi emhlabeni jikelele International Labour Organization, umnumzana Gilbert Hangpo, obesethekelela eZimbabwe, ugqibe uhambo lwakhe lamhla ngokukhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi aqinise imali yeZIG ukuze izisebenzi zithole iholo elithe xaxa.
Sambonisa ukuthi hayi i-tripartite negotiating forum seyiqalisa ukusebenza, but iyayenza ama-baby steps. We wanted to work much effectively.
Abahlali bemadolobheni bathi amagesi awasagcithwa mahlayana kwezinye indawo kunsukwana ezedluleyo, njalo bathi bathemba uhulumende uyalulungisisa lolu daba.
Ngoba abantu sebediniwe ukuthi lamhlanje siyathenjiswa, ilanga elilandelayo kubuye kuguquke, kubuyele esimeni esibi. Sizake sibukele ukuthi uhamba njani, kungaba into enhle kakhulu.
Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden yena ophakathi kokwethekelela kwele Angola, uhlangane losowabo walelo lizwe umnumzana Joe Lorenzo lamuhla bekhulumisana ngokuthiyeneyo ukugoqela ubudlelwano bokuthengiselana phakathi kwamazwe ase-Afrika leMelika kanye lezomvikela. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi emhlabeni jikelele e-International Labour Organization, i-ILO, umnumzana Gilbert Hangpo, obesethekelela eZimbabwe okwamalanga amabili ugqibe uhambo lwakhe lamuhla ngokukhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi aqinise imali yakuleli eZimbabwe Gold ukuze izisebenzi zithole iholo elithe xaxa. Umlondolozi Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba.
Ekhuluma ngemva komhlangano awenze lo mongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, umnumzana Hangpo uthe ukuze umnotho weZimbabwe uthuthuke kumele izisebenzi zithole iholo elingcono. Uthe ukusetshenziswa kwemali yakuleli eyeZimbabwe Gold iZIG kulenyathelo elihle elingasiza nxa limali ilesindo, hathi ukuqhubeka ilahlekelwa luhlonzi njengalokho okwenzakalayo. Izisebenzi zikhala ngokuthi iholo lazo liphansi kakhulu okubangela ukugugudeka kwemali yeZIG yona esiwe isisindo ngesilinganiso samachumi amane lantathu ekhulwini 43% selokho yethulwa nguhulumende ngombimbitho lonyaka. Ngalokho umnumzana Hangpo uthe kumele uhulumende ayiqinise ukuze kusize izisebenzi zamakampani azimeleyo kanye lezikahulumende.
Need to continue making progress in stabilizing the ZIG.
Sifuna kuqiniswe iZIG kuze libe lamandla lokuba amabhizimusi athole imali yakwamanye amazwe okuvuselela ama-industry.
Hangpo uqhubeke wathi kumele uhulumende anike amankampani imali yakwamanye amazwe ukuze enelise ukuthenga imitshini yakulezi nsuku ezabangela ukukhiqizwa kwempahla ethengiswa kuleli, khona athi kulakho ukuvuselela umnotho. Uthe emhlanganeni wakhe lomongameli baxoxe indaba eziningi ezigoqela ukuhlonishwa kwamalungelo ezisebenzi, ukuvuselelwa komnotho lokuba ilizwe lisebenzise imitshina yakulezi nsuku okuhambelana lamanye amazwe. Ezinye inhlanganiso zezisebenzi eziphatheke emhlanganeni lo zigoqela eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe, lengcishi kwezomnotho. Unobhala weZCTU obekulomhlangano umnumzana Khuda Kwashe Munengiwa uthe batshele uMnangagwa ngenduku ezibhekane lezisebenzi.
Le-business zalapha silungise ama-challenges lawo. Sambonisa ukuthi hayi i-tripartite negotiating forum seyiqalisa ukusebenza, but iyayenza ama-baby steps. We wanted to work much effectively.
Ocubungula ezomnotho umnumzana Masimba Kutshera uthi uhulumende kumele aze lendlela zokuvuselela imali yeZIG
kube le stability kwi-economy yeZimbabwe umele si vele beneficiation ya ma products anjenga ma minerals yetu. So nga kuyukuthi sisathengisa ama raw materials ikakhulu agriculture lawo mining siyabe sirelaya kakhulu ngokwenzakala phandle.
Umphathi ntambo kahulumende obona ngendaba zezisebenzi umnumzana Julai Moyo obesemhlanganweni lo uthe uhulumende uzimisele ukuvuselela imali yeZimbabwe.
Sikuzwile abakuthoyo ukuze sisebenze kuhle kumnotho wethu esilawo wona osuzaphazamiswa yi-artificial intelligence.
Umnumzana Wonkpo yena ofike eZimbabwe ngesonto ugcike uhambo lwakhe wabuyela elizweni lakhe leTogo namuhla. EleZimbabwe yilo elizaphatha isikhundla somqondisi we-ILO kusukela ekuqaleni komnyaka ka-2025 ekugqitshweni komhlangano we-ILO conference oza kwenzelwa kuleli. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolo Zindlovu.
Abahlali bemadolobheni yagoqela elakobulawayo lele Harare bathi amagetsi awasacetshwa mahlayana kwezinye indawo kunsukwana ezedluleyo, njalo bathi bathemba lokhu kuzaqhubeka ukwenzela ukuthi impilo zabo zibe ngcono. Amaphephandaba kahulumente athi inkampani ye-India ezolungisa izitishi ezisewange thermal power station e-Jindal Steel and Power Company ibihlola lesi sitishi lamhla ilungiselela ukusungula umsebenzi ekuqaleni kwenyanga ezayo. Uhulumende izolo usungule ukwakhiwa kweziphala zokuhiqiza amagetsi akhangelelwe ukufika ku-720 megawatts, lesinye se-200 megawatts esesisebenzisa amandla elanga. Ekhuluma kulomkhosi lapho bekulomongameli Emerson Mnangagwa, umsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga lezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumende labosomabhizimusi, umgcinisihlalo wenkampani yeZesa Holdings umnumzana Sydney Gata uthe amagetsi asezatholakala elizweni ngoba esekhathele ukuthukwa ngabantu ngenxa yokusilela kwawo. Kambe kuzaqhubeka kunjalo yini? Izakhamizi zithola amagetsi. Sixoxele umnumzana Albert Mazula, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeHarare Residence Trust, ukuze sizwe okwenzakala esigodlweni.
Siyathaba sibili umzamo oyenziwa yiZesa, ngoba singathi ukusuka ngomgqibelo kuze kube lamhlanje amagesi angcono sibili indawo eziningi eHarare, lancanje lapho lalaphana angathi ayahamba. Ngoba bese sithola amagetsi ama-hour angu-4 ngelanga kusebusuku, ebuya ebusuku ahambe kusesebusuku. So nxa sibona okusenzakale kunsuku ezine ezidlulileyo kuloo mahluko, singazi njalo umnumzana Gata ukuthi istatement yakhe ayikhulumayo iliqiniso yini. Ngoba abantu sebediniwe ukuthi lamhlanje siyathenjiswa ilanga elilandelayo kubuye kuguquke kubuyele esimeni esibi. Sizake sibukele ukuthi kuhamba njani. Kungaba into enhle kakhulu ukuthi iChristmas siyidlale ugesi ekhona.
Ukuba khona kwamagesi kungabe sokulethe umahluko yini ukuthi abantu sebesenelisa ukuthi bawasebenzise ukuhlela laba abaqhuba amabhizinisi sebesebenza ngcono?
Ukuba khona kwamagesi kulethe ukujabula kuzakhamizi laba ababhizinisi. Ngoba singakhangela khathesi abantu sebelungiselela ikhisimusi, kungaba ngabaweldayo okutsho ukuthi kuba khona kwamagesi kwenza ukuthi i-production yabo yengezeleleke, banelise ukulungisa izinto abangazithengisa bathole imali yokusebenzisa ngekhisimusi. Kuthi abamabhizinisi yiso isikhathi sokuthi bastoke labo abasebenzisa ugesi kakhulu abanamafriji, amadrinki. So kusiza izakhamizi ezinye sizibuzileyo lapha nalaphayana kazikaqalisi ukustoka izinto emafrijini abo, ngoba bathi kwesinye isikhathi sithenge, sithi sithengile ngemva kwensuku ezine noma eziyisikhombisa ugesi ahambe, amafriji ethu esegcwele, izinto zibole. Bathe bona hayi, sizake simo okweviki noma iviki nehafu sibone ukuthi liqiniso yini ukuthi sokulomehluko kugesi. Kodwa nxa kungala kunjalo kuza kutsho ukuthi kuzaletha ukujabula kwezabakwezamabhizinisi lezakhamizi, ngoba ugesi uyadingeka sibili kubo bonke labo. Siyabonga.
Lo ngumnumzana Albert Mazula, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeHarare Residence Trust, esixoxelaye ekhonale esigodlweni. Siphinde njalo ke saxoxa Lo nkosikazi permanent ngoma isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yebulawayo Progressive Residents Association yena otshele wona lo msakazo ukuthi ngempela la kobulawayo amadlesi awasacitshwa amahlayana njalo engacitsha ayaphenduka njalo ngemini ngama 2. Uhulumende weBrithani uthi inani lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezithuthele eUnited Kingdom ngomnyaka ka-2024 likhuphuke ngesilinganiso esedlula ithumi ekukhulwini, i-12.5%, lafika ku-36,000. Uthi ngomnyaka ka-2023 kulezizalwane zakweleZimbabwe eziyi-32,000 ezathuthela kulelo lizwe. IZimbabwe isiphakathi kwamazwe amahlanu alabantu abaningi abathuthela kweleBrithani. Amanye amazwe akhokhelayo ngabalisa ile India, Nigeria, Pakistan le China. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uThabo Kancube we Studio 7 uxoxa lengcwethi yecubungula izomnotho omnumzana Masimba Kucheva.
Kungaba lama possibilities amabili. Owokuqala ukuthi engxenye ilizwe laseBrithani lifuna izisebenzi eziningi, kodwa njengoba sebephume kwi-EU kumbe kwi-European Union sebedinga abantu emazweni okukhanya engane bayakwanisa ukuthi bakhulume isikhiwa, njalo amazwe anjengeZimbabwe asebenefitha. Kodwa okunye okungaba usobala yikuthi ilizwe laseZimbabwe kumbe umkhonomi waseZimbabwe awusenelisi ukuthi uqhatshe abantu abaningi. So abantu sebebaleka bedinga singathi impila kahle engcono emazweni anjengeBrithani.
Izizalwane eziningi ezeZimbabwe ese-United Kingdom zihlezi njani, njalo yiphi imisebenzi eqhutshwa ngabaningi abayenelisa ukuthi bangene kuleli lizwe ngomnyaka ka-2024?
Abaningi khanya njengani bangene ku-industry e-healthcare, kuba ngama-healthcare assistants, le misebenzi enjengaleyo. I-report yaseBrithani iveza sobala ukuthi abaningi babuye uzosebenza ku-healthcare industry.
Kuyaphazamisa kana inotho yeZimbabwe lokho?
Uzananzela ukuthi abaningi abaphuma eZimbabwe besiya khona ngale eBrithani ngabantu abafunde abanye ama-skills. So i-economy yaseZimbabwe khanya njengani ilahlekelwa ngama-skills amaningi. Abantu besiyozama ukuthi babe nempilakahle engcono eBrithani. So kuyaphazamisa sifili ilizwe ngoba kuyaba ne-skills gap eningi kakhulu, kumbe ethiwa yi-brain drain eyenzakala ngoba abantu abafunde ama-skills yiwo abaphuma besiya emazweni.
Lowo ke ngumnumzana Masimba Kucheva, ingcwethi ecubungula ezenotho isebenza lenhlanganiso ye-Center for Disability Rights, obesecingweni loThabo Kancube we-Studio 7 eseBrithani. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, abantu abalithumi lasithupha 56 babhubhe ngemva kokuqhamuka kwengxabangxoza emdlalweni wenguqu eGini kulandela isinqumo sikanompembe esokunikeza omunye umdlali iphetshana elibomvu i-red card, okubangele ukuthi abanye bejike amatshe njalo bevimbele iziphathamandla ukuthi ziphume enkundleni yebhola. Lokhu kubikwa ngukhulumende walelo lizwe lanxa abamabandla aphikisayo besola amasotsha akhe ngalesi sehlakalo. Kubika abezindaba abe-Reuters. Abantu abedlula 2,600 babhubhe ngenyanga kamfumfu eSudan, kutsho inhlanganiso ye-Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, yona egcizelela ukuthi lokhu yikufa kwabantu abaningi ngenyanga eyodwa ekuqhubekeni kwempi kulelo lizwe, osokubangele ukuthi iningi libalekele eChad, lapho inhlanganiso eziphathisayo ezithi usizo luvele luyasilela. Abanye abasakhulayo bathi udlakela ezindlini lasemphakathini uhulumende athi luyanda endaweni eziningi zelizwe lubangelwa yikungami kuhle kwamnotho welizwe kanye langendlela abantwana abakhuliswa ngayo. UTobias Mutsingwa usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Ilizwe liphakathi kokuthakazelela amalanga okuqeda udlame ngobulili ezindlini lasemphakathini wona awaziwa ngesilungu ngokuthi yi-16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Abanye abasakhulayo bathi imithetho edinga ukuqeda udlame ngobulili kungani incindezela abesilisa isekele abesifazane. Osakhulayo uBongiwe Dube uthi kuyadingakala ukuthi umphakathi wamukele ukuba abesifazane labo balakho ukuhlukumeza abesilisa.
Kusadingeka ukuthi kube nokufundisana okukhona okwenza ukuthi abantu bazwisise ukuthi into le isingenziwa ngumuntu wesilisa njalo ingenziwa ngumuntu wesifazane, ingaqaliswa ngumuntu wesifazane. Lokhu kuzanceda ukuthi nxa bekhona abesilisa abahlukumezwayo labo bazizwe bekhululekile ukuthi badinga usizo.
Owesifazana osakhulayo unkosikazi Thithi Mashakabe weHarare uthi umumo wezomnotho elizweni yiwo imbangela yengxabano ezindlini zabontanga.
Abantu ba stressed, some are suffering from depression, but because of our African culture umfazi uthi uqina njengomfazi uqina njengendoda, but we don't really know that sometimes when it comes to mental issues there's no ukuqina.
Ibhanga lamazwe omhlaba ele World Bank ngomabasa walonyaka lethula ugwalo phezu kophenyo lwalo olwaveza ukuthi abesifazane abafika phose esilinganiso esingamachumi amane ekhulwini 39.4% bake bahlangana lokuhlukunyezwa ngenxa yobulili babo, ukuthi abedlula ichumi lanye 11.6% badlwengulwa bengakedluli iminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi amabili lambili. Umphathintambo wohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngendaba zabesifazana unkosikazi Monica Mutshwangwa wazise intatheli izindaba ngeviki edluleyo lapho esungula ukunanzwa kwamalanga okuqeda ukudlwengulwa alonyaka ukuba lanxa inani labomama abadlwengulwa ngabesilisa liphezulu liyaqansa inani labesifazane abahlasela abesilisa umumo owathi ufuze ulungiswe.
We have also noted with concern a troubling increase in gender-based violence perpetuated by women against men.
Nxa sikhuluma phezu kodaba lobudlwangudlwangu emakhaya kukhanya labomama sebekubanga elesabisayo elokuhlukuluza obaba.
Umqoqi Ncube untanga ocubungula indaba zabasakhulayo njalo engumkhokheli wabatsha kunkonzo ye-Methodist Church in Zimbabwe uthi kabancedwe ngolwazi abesilisa ukuze labo bephume egcekeni uma behlukuluzwa okuzabangela ukuthi bethole uncedo olufaneleyo.
Abesilisa iningi bafela ngaphakathi besesaba ukuhlekwa, kodwa uzananzelela ukuthi labo bayatholakala behlukunyizwa.
Ukuthakazelelwa kwe-16 days of activism against gender-based violence kwenziwa minyaka yonke emazweni amaningi omhlaba kusukisela mhlaka 25 Lwezi kusiyafika u-10 Mpalakazi. Inhloso kuyikumemethekisa imfundiso emayelana lokuqeda ukuhlukunyezwa kwabantu ngenxa yobulili babo ikakhulu ezindlini lasemphakathini. Lonyaka umkhosi omkhulu wokuthakazelela lawa malanga waqhutshelwa esikolo seMawabeni Primary School eUmzingwane esabelweni seMathebeleland South lapho uhulumende wathembisa khona ukusebenza lenhlanganiso ezizimiseleyo ukulwisana lodlame ngobulili. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguTobias Mutsingwa.
Umongameli weMelika uMnumzana Joe Biden, yena ophakathi kokwethekelela kwele Angola, uhlangane losowabo walelo lizwe uMnumzana Joe Lourenco, namuhla bekhulumisana ngokuthiyeneyo ukugoqela ubudlelwano bokuthengiselana phakathi kwamazwe aseAfrika leMelika kanye lezomvikela. Ababili laba bakhulumisane njalo ngohlelo lokwakha injanji yesitimela isuka kwele DRC isiya eZambia laseAngola eLobito Railway okuluhlelo oluphathiswa njengemali ngokhulumende weMelika. Lolu luhambo lukamongameli Biden lwakuqala eAfrika engumongameli njalo luza ngesikhathi eselungiselela ukusuka esikhundleni ededela omutsha uMnumzana Donald Trump ngoZibandlela. Ekhuluma emhlanganweni wakhe lo Lorenzo, umongameli Biden uthe uyaziqhenya ngokuba ngumongameli wakuqala wakwele Melika ukwethekelela kwele Angola. wengeze wathi elemelika lizimisele ukusebenza lamazwe eAfrika liwaxhasa kunhlelo ezichiyeneyo. Uthe njalo uzakhulumisana lomongameli Lorenzo ngodaba lombuso wentando kaZulu, wona athi uyazama ukugxilisa eAngola lanxa abanye besithi awukho umbuso okhululekileyo kulelo lizwe. Uhambo lukamongameli Biden luza ngesikhathi elemelika liphakathi kokuncintisana lele China kanye lele Russia ekuzisondezeni emazweni aseAfrika. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lolandela ezembusazwe wemelika umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Ukuhamba kukanomzana Biden esephetha khona umbusazo wakhe lapho eAmerica eAngola is very important. Into okade emele ayenze during his midterm ukubusa kwakhe lapha eAmerica. But ngiyabona ukuthi it's never too late to do anything eqakathekileyo. Mathi ngakhangela i-geopolitics ezamazwe wonke, siyabona ukuthi i-Africa is the most important continent for the resources ezisebenziswa all over the world. Siyakwazi ukuthi i-DRC, le-South Africa, lamanye amazwe, i-Southern Africa, labo-Mali, lani, bala ma minerals akakathekileyo in the modern day life of abantu bonke. I-Africa ingathwa into emele iyenzakale is we need a leadership, a vision lababonayo ukuthi abantu be-Africa siqakathekile in terms of employment, minerals, lama resources amaningi. So yeah, ukuhamba kukamongameli Biden in Angola lokhu yakhwa kwesiporo esivela eDRC sisiya eAngola through Zambia is very, very important. Singabuyela noma 127 years ago, omunye ukolonialist owethwa nguCecil Rhodes wayefuna ukuyakha isiporo esivela eCape Town sisiyabamba iCairo. Zathwa iCape to Cairo khonangale to open up infrastructure. So into esiyenzwa iAmerica is important ngoba siyabona la amaChina ayebuyile eAfrica to invest, but labo babona ukuthi mbeni leadership zama-countries eAfrica are not taking izinto seriously into the future. So basebephonga ukuthatha nje ama-minerals beyahambisa eChina. Ngoba bembukela a documentary the other day sitting, there are three countries in the world that have the most gold, and enye yangkhona yi-China. But siyakwazi ukuthi i-gold ithengiswa yi-China ivela kuma-countries anjengeGhana, Zimbabwe, South Africa, lamanye ama-African countries angakwanisiyo ukurefina ama-minerals anjenge-gold.
Njengoba umongameli Biden esesuka esihlalweni kungena umongameli Donald Trump, ubona elemelika phansi kombuso ka-Trump liqhubeka yini ngenhlelo zokuqinisa ubudlelwano balo lamazwe ase-Afrika njengalokho kwenziwa nguBiden, kumbe sizabona phuma kulezi nhlelo umongameli Trump?
So ukuthi umnumzana Trump uzaqhubeka ngendaba yona le eku-investor in Africa, he has to, ngoba akusela option in terms of ukudevelopa amanye amazwe. Siyabona ukuthi kulama distinction abakhuluma bathi first world, second world, le third world countries. Thina esivele Africa they call us third world countries, but yithi esilama minerals wonke that make the world go round. So i-Africa as a matter of fact is the first world country, but i-leadership yethu kumele itshintshe umuma abalawo kathesi to make it what it's supposed to be, the giant of the world. So I ibona mina umnumzana Trump as a businessman ubona i-Africa as the next frontier eyoku-investor lokudevelopa ama resources akhona. Without those resources, the whole world does not move.
Lo umnumzana Tim Moringai olandela izombusazwe zeMelika, sixoxelaye eseOhio khonapha eMelika. Sobe isikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7. elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
27 njengo dabasazi bami othi ngithi phaqa phaqa lisinikezana noma kushisa kuyamvanda liyaneda indaba ziphuma zini zinandi zinjalo ziza straight ukuthi nathi sima siphawula siphawule ngabo Joseph Chuma siphawule nabo nangokuthi olithuli inculi umphathi wezezimali ngibabona abayasho nje abanye badawu umphathi wezezimali hhayi uyenze kahle hhayi bajeda uyenze kahle bawazi yini bona ukudla amabhega ngalala namaonto abawazi abowadla kwadliwa yizi izikhulu but lozobona besedayi iqembu elibuza lithi tune ibhajethi liyavumela njalo bangazi so ezinye izinto nje zezanu nje zingafuni ukuthi zenza ngathi bonke abantu bezanu balidli ibhega abalidli abalazi abanye nje sebazifela bengalidli lidliwa yizi izikhulu senza ufawula ngayo uthuma uthuma yena uthini ma uthi uzwa abanye bakhulukuthi mina ngibavumile ekhulu uthini laba mabanye bakhona bathi mina ngibaqhubeka kuthi afika thina mina ngoko thina sibadala onencane kwathi ibheka thina lokho esikhona lokho esihleli
salukona nibasakazi kustudio 7 labalaleli nje kundawo zonke okhulumayo ke ngulenmore bantu bakithi ngicela lingisize lingidingise ubaba wami ongizalayo igama lakhe kuthiwa ngu-Ops u-Ops ke wachiya engizele kondolwane eplant singakwazi ukuthi u-Ops wayengumuntu ovelela ngaphi kodwa ke u-Ops wayengumuntu owayedrayiva imota yakolinde khona phana kondolwane wayedrayiva imota ebomvu sukusela nje ngeminyaka yabo-90 something siya kubo-2000 khona lapho ngiyacela kakhulu abangabe bemazi bangisize ngimthole kumbe abangabe bele namba zakolinde kondolwane ngicela bangisize kakhulu ngiyacela kakhulu ngoba kunjenje lo mama laye sewachona senzele ngingedwa so angisela mzala ngisela abantu so ngiyacela kakhulu bantu bakithi lingisize ngimthole u-Ops inamba zami zithi +2 6 7 7 1 8 7 4 1 9 6 +2 6 7 7 1 8 7 4 1 9 6 Ngiyabonga.
Salibonani kustudio 7, salibonani lonke. Ya lapha ngivumelana labantu becholocho abathi izinto nama zingaphathi ukudaba logugurawundi ba right kakhulu abantu becholocho ngiyabasekela kakhulu lapho ngikhona ngapha emathebelezi ngisawuthi ngiyabasekela kakhulu akukho ongasipholisa thina abantu besimbe emathebelelendi okwenzakalayo owasehlela ngesikhathi segugurawundi akulanto engasipholisa ngitsho lokukodwa ngitsho lusori vele angeke asipholisa asitsheleni izintwini ukuthi ziyetshele umnankakwalezanu yafo ukuthi isizwe semandebeleni sithi sifuna indawo yaso yodwa bazihlaleli kodwa la manxeba abo i-solution kuphela abasinika indawo yethu sizihlalele la manxeba ethu akula manxeba angapholiswa ngenye into hhayi akukho
leyo ke nabalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imbono yabo nani lilakho ukusithumela eyona imbono kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318 lingakhohlwa luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Life Talk namhlanje yi-The Connection oluphathelane lentsha lapho esicubungula udaba loluhlu lokusetshenziswa kwemali eyabelwe ugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngabasakhulayo. Singakehlukane ngesikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yezisebenza emhlabeni jikelele e-ILO ugqibe umhlangano wakhe lamhlanje ehlangana lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa emkhuthaza ngokuqinisa imali yezikhi. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.